Chrisus Perakem Mishnah Ches. This is the last Mishnah of this Tzuras of the Shmaitzah with the different Shittas of the Chachom and Reb Kiva and Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon and Reb Kiva. Chaticha Shel Chelev and Chaticha Shel Chelev Noisa. So here we have where both pieces are Chayvei Chrisus V'Loyoid. Both pieces are Vadoyim of Chayvei Chrisus of Chelev, and one of them has a Chayvei Chrisus of Noisa. So we're not talking about Ashram. We're talking about both pieces would be mechayev koris. One piece would be mechayev tuk shkolis. Now the one detail that has to be added over here is that l'chayra, the chaylev of the korban becomes noisar. L'chayra was already osar. Ein is a chal lisa. L'chayra shouldn't be chal, there is a noisar as a koris noisefis on the chaylev. And the answer to that is that even though ein is a chal lisa, but be is a moisav, it's yechal. This emosiv over here is that on the piece that was previously osur ba'achila, alz chelev, is now osur ba'hano. We'll point out that we really had this din in the famous Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Yeshayich la'achila achas v'chayv ala v'chatois. So over there also it said chelev v'hoya noisa. How is the noisa chal and chelev? We spoke out over there that all those cases are going to have to be isa kelev and isa emosiv. We also spoke out that the tosefis of hano, which causes it to be called Moisif on top of the Isser Achila, which was there previously, is not so poshut because, let's say, Basav B'cholov, the Rambam says there is no Isser Moisif because the Isser Hano is not a new Isser, but the Isser Hano of Mi'ilo is certainly a new Isser on top of the Isser Achila, and therefore it will be Chal. So, what we have over here is, and the Mishnah of Chor includes that Chiddush, that over here there will be two Krisus, is that either piece would be Mechayev from Chorus, one piece would be, one of the two would be Mechayev two Krisus. So Memela, let's say he ate one piece, so it's a Chatichachs Meshtei Chatichos, he's Chayev Chatos for sure, and Ashram Toli on the Sophic of Noisor. Ochelas Hashniyah, if he ate the other piece, maybe Sholosh Chatois. We're talking about b'shtei yidiyos, so he's chayev two chatois on two pieces of chelev b'shtei yidiyos, and a chatos on noisa. Ochel echos harishoyna, ubo achav ochos hashnei, Reuven ate the first piece, Shimon ate the second piece. Zem mevi chatos v'oshem tolui, v'zem mevi chatos v'oshem tolui. Each one has a sofik, each one has a vaday. Vaday chelev, sofik on another chatos, because of the noise, and therefore each one brings an Oshem Tolui, and they both have to bring a Vadai Chatos. Reb Shimon Oim is a Chatos, a Chatos, each one brings his own carbon. Ushneim al Tzad HaSofik, bring a carbon out tonight, for you or for me, Mevim Chatos Echos. Reb Yossi Oim a Kedarko, Chol Chatos Shibo al Chet, Ein Shneim Mevim Oiso. Here he speaks out his Shita with a little bit more, Nusach. Before we had in Shnai Mevi in Oshem Echor, in Shnai Mevi in Chatos Echor, Kol Chatos Shibo Achet is Loshen is over here, in Shnai Mevi in Oshem, because it has to be a Chet, be a deal, somebody has to own up. This is maybe a Musa lesson to learn over here also. Bringing a Chatos that's Mechaper is part of the Kapor is the owning up. So the person has to own up completely to his Avera. He can't push it and pull it together with somebody else. There has to be a Yedir Brura, and there has to be ownership of the problem. That's the miskaper. Remember, that's the Gzeres HaKosuv, that they can't be Yotzeh Chatos B'Kriya Gavna until they find out who's Chayiv, then they can bring the second Karma Chatos. L'maisa, we just said a Musadik, but it's true also Halochadik. The Kol Chatos Shibo Al Chet is La Fuke Chatos, which is Alts Mechusre Kapora, like a Karma Yoledes, two women could bring. One of them was he a Yeledes? We're not sure who had a Vlad that has a Tzus of Vlad. They could bring the two of them besofik. Rabbi Yossi's problem over here is out to Yedias HaChet, and therefore it's called Chatos Shibo Al Chet. A Yeledes doesn't need Yedia. It's not on a proper Chet. It's called Chatos Shaloy Al Chet. It's out to Kapora, but it's out to Tahara. You can bring a Karm without Yedia Vadois. This is the end of this string of Mishnayis, and now we're going to start Meitz Hashem. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, a new Indian. Maybe Oshem Tolui. We're still continuing the dinim of Oshem Tolui. And now we're going to talk about the birur of the korban which he has a suffix on. When he's bringing an Oshem Tolui, v'noida lo shaloi chota, and then he finds out that, L'maisi, he didn't do that very. He had a sofer. And then he finds out that somebody else, it was a goy, let's say, there, that ate one piece. And then Edom come along and they say, no, 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 the goy was the one who ate the chelev. The Ben Shalom, Reb Yankel, you're lucky. The Ben Shalom took care of you. The piece you ate was kosher v'yosher. Good. See, he was magdish a carbon. And now the shadow is, what happens now? There's no reason for him to bring the carbon. Im atchele nishkat, before the carbon, after it was hukdash, obviously, but before the shkita of the carbon, so mele, it's a carbon that has no need anymore. Yetze v'yir be'eder, it was a hegdish betois. Divrei Remei holds that his being magdish the behema was outside a sofik. Avivad is vertin is barer that he's not the mechui of a carbon. So then it was a tois, the whole hegdish. Chiddush of Remei. No, the hegdish was a hegdish. The need now for a carbon is non-existent, but the hegdish itself is not a tois. Yira, therefore, he has to be yira achi yistoyev. The behemah has kedushas agov, and you have to wait for it to become a balmum. Then it has din psul mikdashim. V'yemochel, like we've learned extensively in Bechoros and Tmura, the din is you'll then sell it. V'yiplu domov linedova, and you'll buy another carbon which will be given to tzibur. And this behemoth itself will be eaten by Kipsul HaMikdashim. So Mitzad, the moment Hegdish that's inherent in this carbon, that will be channeled into buying the Dovois. We've had this, goes all the way back to Maseches Shkolim, is that the Moisar of an Oshom is for Elois. It's given over to the Dovois. They put it in one of the Shoifres, one of the collection chests there in the Mikdash. And that was brought to bring carbonus to fill up the Mizbeach. Kaitz HaMizbeach. The machloikz tin Remei and the Chacham doesn't have exes hakosuk. It's a svaradik machloikz. Remei, the Rav brings the Reid of the Gemara. Remei holds that a person, since he has, he's libo noikvoy, on that maybe he ate Rachman al Tzan chayvei chatos. So Memeila, he's magdish the carbon alts the pachad of the avera. He's magdish the carbon b'choloifin. He doesn't do it guarded. In a way where it was out there. I'm sorry, that's the shit of the Chacham. Remei holds, no. A person's pragmatic. He understands that he has to bring a carbon Oshem Toli, because Rachman said maybe he was even Chavi Krisus. But pragmatically, maybe yeah, maybe not. So it's a Sophic. So if he's going to find out, that means he wasn't magnitude outside there. That's the Machlokes Remei and the Chacham. Rebbeleza has a third shita. Yikrav, he could be makrivit on the Mizbeah as an Oshem Toli. I now he knows he's not Machlokes. Shemeni bo al chet zeh harehu bo al chet acher. Maybe he was over another averu. If the carbon was already a carbon, the person doesn't have to come to base of Mikdash. Maybe once upon a time he was over an averu. But if he was already magdash a carbon, no, he could bring a carbon. Oshem Tal is what's called Balash Nagamara. We're introducing the idea. Oda maybe carbon Oshem Tal bin Adav. Remember that whereas a chatos is on a straight up. He did Navera, and it was Noidalo they did Navera. And Oshom is, an Oshom Tali, that is, Hare is open-ended of a Sophic. So you're right, he doesn't bring unless he has a legitimate Sophic. But Rebbe Lezer holds, if he wants to create for himself, just to cover himself 1,000%, maybe Rachman Tali was over in Navera, Altslibe Noikvi, a person can bring an Oshom Tali bin Dova. And because he can bring an Oshom Tali bin Dova, so he can bring this as well. Now these three tzadim are by when the korban was found out that it was not necessary, when he found out he didn't do that very before the shechita. So you have the behemah intact, the shaila is what to do with it. What happens after that? Im mishenishchat noidaloi, he finds out that he didn't do that very, and the oshem was not relevant after the shechita. Hadom yishofen, to do shvichas, the zrikas hadom of a korban that's not relevant, we don't do zrikas hadom. There's no meskapeh, there's nobody mechuyev. But Lamaisa, since it was shechta as a carbon, it was already hukva as a carbon. You can't say that it was a tois and the kedusha was never chal. It has a din of a carbon out of kedusha, but Lamaisa has a din of a carbon possible because it's an osham without a miskaper is a carbon possible. Therefore, you burn it. It can't be brought as a regular carbon. So the Rav actually adds a knech from the Gemara. That it's true, according to the shita that we had, Reb Meir, the year of Yetziv year Be'edah, that we look at the Hegdash as a toy, so over here also. So what's the din of an animal that was allegedly a carbon, and it turns out that it was not? It was a mistake. It's Chulun Shenishchudu Ba'azara. Chushin ish lubazor, you're not allowed to eat. The halach is chushin ish lubazor is ton sveifer, you have to get rid of it. It's awesome. The korban posel, the definition that we get, that you pour out the dam in the amo because it's a korban posel, is true if you hold that it's a korban of levi d'chachamim. The kedusha was chal, so if it was still intact, you're actually stoiv. But over here, it was brought as a korban, it's a korban posel without a miskaper. So therefore, you're going to have to treat it as a korban posel, and you burn it bebeis hasreifa with korbanas psulim. The knech over here is that din of burning it bebeis hasreifa, not just getting rid of it like regular chushin shlu mazara, is a takonet derabana, since it looked like it was brought as a korban, to be soyrifit bebeis hasreifa, not to get rid of it like regular chushin shlu mazara. That's the chap over here, and that's why the din is the same. Hein lefi remei and hein lefi dechachom. Nizrak adam, let's say it's already after the zrika. So it was already brought as a meskaper. Kilu, there's a chalos of a korban kosher, and it was chal of a korban kosher because b'shaiti you thought that the person was mechuyu. So it's chal as a korban. And that seems to be true of kuli alma. The Rav actually brings a gzes hakosuf from the Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'hu lo yoda v'nislach lo." He doesn't know whether it's an oshem toli. He doesn't know whether he did that there. V'nislach lo, there's a chalois kapor and a ritzui on the korban, despite the fact that l'mafreya retroactively you see that he had no need for kapor. It was chal with a miskaper. So, mel, it's a korban kosher with all the dinim of achilas korbanos. Reb Yosi Omer, afilo hadom b'kois. Reb Yosi adds a knech. When is this state of who lo yoda v'nislach loy? As soon as the dam is royal azrika. So the Gemara has a whole arichas over here. There's a few very important yesoidis that the Rav brings down, b'kitz and imritz. Losh of the Rav is that he holds that klishoris mekachin saposel likorv. This is a classic kochim dike concept in Brisk. That the same way there's korbonis that are posel, let's say a carbon that was certain carbonus bali, very edel bali mumin, carbonus that were brought bipsul. Lemaisa, even though the bosser is bosser of a carbon posel, it's not nechal, but im olo lamizbech lo yerid. It makes a chalois, there's a chalois of a carbon posel, certain types of carbonus psulim, that's the din in zvachim, called them olo lo yerid. Dam kochim, even though the carbon was nifsal, if the dam kochim was hugdash, ayideh the kiddush klisharis, then the halacha is the klisharis is mekadosh the dam lezuriko, despite the fact that be'etzim the korban is a korban posel, and then we'll be zorik the dam, and we'll be zorik the dam bepaslos. That's step one. Step two is the Rav adds v'chol ha'imid lezorik kizoruk domi. This idea is that the kiddush of the dam already has a shem miskaper, and therefore the loinoida v'nislach lo takes place even when the kiddush is only at the level of the kiddush in the klisharis for zrika, even before the zrika. The concept, by the way, the lashon the Rav uses of kolo oimid kid that thing domi, kolo oimid lezorik kizorik domi, really is a concept that you find in many places, but lav dafka it's a kachim dikamusa. When you have something which is oimid for that thing, you have it in Shabbos, you have another place, when something is oimid to be done, to turn something into a chefzah shal mitzvah, is it considered already done? Kol oimid liois tohor is already ketor, you find the concept in kochim. Kanira, that over here specifically, maybe we'll find the concept in other places, where the chacham will be moideh. But over here specifically, the chacham will be moideh. We'll argue. The dam that's in the klisharis, we don't look at that as already a miskaper. We look at it as dam, which is royal lechaper. Right now, I found out that there's no miskaper. How can you be mechaper with dam that's any royal miskaper? Therefore, if the dam is only in the kois, therefore you shofech. And the din that we had, habose yochel, is only by nizrak adam. That's where it's already chal as a korban with a miskaper. So this is a machlokes specifically over here.